Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. And this is our Get Ready for Love series, where we offer practical tips and guidance on how to navigate the modern dating world and find the right partner for you.
Okay, Vicky, your question for today. How long should I wait after breaking up with someone to start dating again?
Oof, big question.
I think a lot of friends, because I do find a lot of people, friends are quite opinionated about when you should and when you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And the opinions are always completely different. And I think it's difficult to know.
And I find quite often the opinions are related to the length of time of the relationship that you were in. And just before we hit record, we were talking about that Sex and the City episode where they're talking about how it takes half of the length of time of your relationship to get over someone. So if you're with someone for 3 years, then it will take a year and a half to get over them.
I remember thinking that at like 26 and I'd had a 4-year relationship. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God, am I going to have to wait 2 years before I'm ready to really go out with someone else? Yeah. Why would we think that these are... Who came up with these equations? Sex and the City.
There is not a formula. It's either Friends or Sex and the City. I know it's definitely in Sex and the City, but I think maybe there was something in Friends as well. But unfortunately, there isn't a formula or exact science to this. It's very unique to you. You know, if we think about length of time, it's not really an indicator of how successful a relationship was or how serious a relationship was. Mm. And I think so often we think that it is. You know, someone could be dating someone for 3 weeks and it was incredibly significant for them. So it's not about the length of time. It's about how invested emotionally you are and how you feel when you've broken up.
Yeah, and also presumably the health of the relationship. Because if you were in a very toxic relationship where you walked away from it feeling really broken and really having had your confidence knocked, that is going to require some healing.
Yeah.
And the suggestion would be perhaps like put the dating on hold while you look after yourself and you help yourself to heal.
Yeah.
Whereas other relationships, you will have come out, it was a good one, it's sad that it's over, but maybe there isn't a great deal of healing to do. Or even if it was a good one, it might have triggered stuff, you know, for you personally, that actually could do with some looking at before you go leaping into another relationship.
Yeah, especially if the feelings are very raw and if you know deep inside that you need to grieve that relationship, then it's so important that you go and get that help that you need before you rush off into dating, because dating will not be an enjoyable experience for you and for them as well.
And you also have to ask yourself, if you are going quite quickly into dating, whatever, like the next day, searching on your apps, just checking in to see what's the intention. Because it might be absolutely fine. You might be excited and you're ready.
Yeah.
Or it might be a source of escapism or a fear of being alone or some kind of retaliation. I'll show you. Fine. I'll find someone else kind of thing. Then it might not be the right time to be going into it.
Yeah. Totally. And of course you want to find someone, you want to meet someone, but it is such a learning journey. And if you're up for that, if you have the emotional capacity for that, then great. But it's really important to acknowledge what a journey it is, because as we say all the time, it brings up all your fears and insecurities about not feeling good enough or not feeling lovable enough. And it is an up and down journey. And it can be incredibly fulfilling, but it's also can be a source of frustration or anxiety. And so if you have the emotional capacity for that, then great. But if you're feeling that maybe actually you need a bit of time out, time for yourself.
Yeah.
If healing is a part of that journey, if self-development is a part of that journey, or maybe just self-care, self-love, or spending time with loved ones, it's really important that you do that before you rush into dating.
So what would be a good way, a kind of litmus test, if you like, to check in with yourself to see, am I ready? Like, what would be the best way, the best kind of questions to ask yourself to just have a gentle check-in to see if this is the right time?
So tune into your feelings around your ex. And name those feelings. You may want to write them down in a journal, or you may want to talk to a friend about it, and just allow yourself to really vocalize, you know, what you are currently feeling about your ex, and let yourself feel it all.
Yeah.
And just check in and see if there are a lot of emotions there, like sadness or anger, that really need to be looked at. And maybe, you know, asking yourself, is it a healing journey that I need to be going on rather than a dating journey? And being really honest with yourself.
Yeah, because you're allowed to, I mean, presumably you can't wait until you feel perfectly fine and not an ounce of sadness about a previous relationship. It's just the degree to which you're feeling it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just, you can even rate the intensity of those feelings out of 10. So if it's sadness, okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how sad am I really feeling about this?
Yeah.
With 10 being the most sad that you could feel. And if it's very high, then yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of raw emotion there. But if it's more like, yeah, I'm just a bit disappointed, 4 out of 10 perhaps, then sounds like
you're good to go.
Yeah, it's manageable.
Green light.
And then check in on the intention for you dating. What is the reason why you are now dating? Yeah. And be really honest about that.
Yeah.
What are your motivations here?
And I suppose at the end of the day, it's also about, don't get too caught up on whether it's too soon or it's time to get dating. Do what feels right. And if you do go and start dating and then you're like, actually, do you know what? I'm not ready. Well, then great. You've learned. So, you know, there's definitely no hard and fast rule. And I think if you treat it with some experimentation, dip your toe in, you'll soon know.
Yeah.
You'll soon feel whether this is, I'm up for it, this is ready, it's making me feel good.
Yeah.
Or whether, no, I need some more time for me. Sometimes you don't know until you try it.
You've been listening to the Get Ready for Love series on the Project Love podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-lesson online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots on your 30-lesson journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. So if you'd like to sign up to the Get Ready for Love course, or you'd like to find out more about love coaching with Vicky, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com.